Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. I prefer it because generally Skype sounds a lot better. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you as usual. However, our usual Thursday night co-host will not be joining us tonight because he has graciously stepped aside, because we are doing something a little experimental, a little bit unusual here in the Free Talk Live LRN.FM studios, and that is we're having a third person on the show who is kind of going to be interviewing us on our own show. So it's sort of like a reverse interview thing that's happening here.
It never goes well interviewing me because I always end up interviewing them back.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a talk show host.
Yeah, what are you going to do, right?
Billy Wayne Davis is in the studio with us here tonight. Billy Wayne, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
You've come all the way from Los Angeles.
Yes. Well, and by way of Tennessee originally.
But you sound like it.
Yeah, when I tell people I'm from Los Angeles, they laugh.
So we, due to confidentiality stuff, you know, we can't really say too much about what's going on here, but our folks who are watching on the webcams will notice that there is a camera crew here with you as well, Billy Wayne.
Yes.
And so there's a documentary being filmed, and that's about all I think that we can say right now. You will be involved with that documentary as the host of it.
Yeah.
When or where that will come out, or you know, all those details, we don't have those yet, but once we do, we'll share them with you.
Yeah, you walked around all that legalese really well right there.
So welcome to the program. I guess what we can say is that part of this documentary is going to focus on your search for freedom. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely it's me going out and looking for everyone has a different idea of freedom, and this is the interesting and how it all kind of comes together.
How you doing finding freedom?
I mean, it's funny because if you just mention it in passing, people are like, all our freedom should be taken away. Like, that's there. And then you kind of get into it and you realize, like, and then you ask them more questions. You can see them realize, like, well, we're pretty free.
Yeah,
it's usually, like, the people that are mad about not having, like, people taking away their freedom. It's because they want to do something, like, mean or just kind of selfish or kind of like, I don't think they should be able to do that. And that's their idea of freedom. Like, well, that's not freedom.
Freedom isn't the freedom to tell other people how to live their lives.
Yeah, that seems to be the most people that are upset about not having freedom.
I'm pretty sure airports suck compared to what they did in 2001, though.
Like, oh, that's I just shelled out $85 for the 5-year pre-check.
Oh, yeah.
Because I fly enough that it's like,
that gives you preference or whatever?
Well, I don't have to take my shoes off. I don't have to take stuff out of my bag.
That's worth it for $15 a year.
It's, yes.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's worth it for $15 a flight.
And on principle, yes. On principle, I didn't do it for a while. And because I was like, well, I mean, it's extortion. They created the obstacle.
Yeah.
And now they say, well, for some money, you can get around this obstacle. And my girlfriend pointed out, she's like, well, you can afford it. And it's like, you're right. And it does, it's like that, you're not going to stop them from doing it.
No, now, Billy Wayne, I watched some of your videos on YouTube of you performing stand-up, and so you're a stand-up comedian. You go and perform at various different clubs, and one of the parts of at least the act that I saw on YouTube was that you've been to jail. So, I mean, they're going to let you into this little club with the TSA once you've already been to jail for something?
Yeah, I think they realize, like, I'm not dangerous.
Who are they blocking out of there? I mean, because we've both been to jail, maybe we should try this thing.
The pre-check?
Yeah.
You guys can do it.
It's just anybody will give them $85 is good.
It really does seem, I mean, I had to get, I mean, it's funny too, like, I avoided getting an iPhone 5 for a while because you can put your fingerprint on there.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I just started laughing. I was like, oh, Billy, you've been arrested twice. They have your stuff.
They know
your fingerprint. Just go ahead and use the iPhone at this point. So, yeah, they took your fingerprints and kind of thing in your Social Security.
What, did you have to go to
I had to go to an office called something Access, a different total company in Glendale, California. And
so they had a contractor that screen you, basically.
Yeah, and even during the process, I looked it up online, what I needed to bring, and if you don't have this, you need to bring this, kind of like going to get your license. And I had all the stuff. And they also do other things. They clear other people for stuff, for government stuff, this company did.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of it, she's like, oh, I can't give this to you because you don't have this and this. And I was like, and then she said, see? And I was looking at the paper, and I was like, no, I have all these things. You didn't read that right. And she went, oh, okay, yeah, here. Yeah, you're good. Dip, dip, dip. And I was like, oh, so this is straight up just for the $85. That's when it hit me. I was like, oh, this isn't about safety at all.
Well, it's security theater. I mean, this is something we've been covering for years on Free Talk Live, is the security theater of the TSA, the idea that they're putting on a show for people, that ultimately their own tests, they fail their own tests constantly, at least the last time the data leaked out, I think, which was in 2009. Certainly, you know, they've been around for most of a decade at that point.
Yeah, the red team is what they call the team that tests themselves.
Right. They try to get bombs and guns and things like that through their own checkpoints. And what was it, 60 to 70% fail rate on that, I think? Yeah,
the numbers that I saw between 75, 80, and then 100% fail rate on the three different leaks.
I don't remember the 100% one. But, yeah, anyway, they're not very good at doing this whole security thing. So, really, it's just for the show to get people to think that they're doing something useful. Yeah.
It's a mental exercise to make people think they're safe.
Well, think about this. I mean, if you were a terrorist, and hopefully you're not. But
I am not. I'll say that on air. I am not a terrorist.
If you wanted to terrorize
people.
But
to be fair, that's what a terrorist would say.
If you wanted to kill massive amounts of people at an airport, you just have to set your bomb off before you go through security, right?
Right, it's a screening thing.
You go in, and as there's a lot of people waiting, like during a busy time, there's going to be maybe a couple hundred people in that line for security. You just set it off right there.
And here's the hole in your
Please, yeah, find me the hole.
Terrorists aren't rational thinking people to begin with.
All we need is one.
I think they're more about the show, too.
Well, yeah, they want the show of being able to take a plane down, for sure. But
more than taking lives, I think they're about. I don't think they're about numbers.
But if it was your goal to take lives, the security theater actually would make it easier because there's a bunch of people all bunched up there right by the security checkpoint.
I never thought about that, but. Now I'm even happier that I took the pre-check, so I can just slide right back off.
Exactly.
So do you not have to wait in line either? You're scooting around the
line?
It's
a lot quicker, yeah. Okay. I mean, every now and then, and I get indignant about it, there'll be like five.
Yeah, I paid my $85,
and
I have
to deal with five people in front of me instead of 25, and there's and I have to wait like 3 minutes. There's a time where I'm like, paid $85. And then I quickly realize, like, you are an A.
Yeah. Thank you for that, by the way. We are on the radio. The toll-free number here tonight, by the way, if you want to join us, it's open phones, as always, here on Free Talk Live. And of course, you know, we did bring stuff in to talk about. But like I said, this is, and it hasn't really been that yet, but it's going to be.
I'm
going to
ask you those questions.
Yeah, you've got questions for us, and we're going to get into that here. So what would be one of the first ones that you wanted to ask?
And why Keene?
Why Keene? Well,
oh, God, I ask myself that every day. Every day.
So you've, how familiar are you with the Free State Project at this point?
I've read your website, and then I did some Robin Hooding.
By your website, do you mean the Free State Project's website? Okay, because it's not my website. I'm just a participant in the Free State Project.
Okay.
I didn't create the Free State Project. Mark and I moved here in 2006 as a part of the Free State Project.
Ian's Mover 420.
That's right.
You say what?
Mover 420. Might have already figured that out.
Okay.
We moved here, and it's been great so far. And the reason why Keene was my destination, because there's, again, 1,700 people are here now as part of the Free State Project.
Keene?
No, all across New Hampshire.
Okay.
So the idea of the Free State Project is to move 20,000 liberty-loving people who love freedom and want to actually do something about it, move them to New Hampshire, or encourage them to move, like we're not actually moving them. But when they get here, we'll help them move in. We won't help them pack the truck when where they're leaving from. But anyway, Keene is one of a myriad of destinations. Lots of people are moving into Manchester, the seacoast, Concord. So, you know, out in the woods, there's plenty of people living in the woods.
Yeah.
But I chose Keene because of some of the earliest movers, people who moved before I did, who were doing some really amazing civil disobedience. Uh-huh. We can talk more about it here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Billy Wayne Davis with us here. If you want to jump in, you're welcome to join us on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450 free. Even though we've got the special guest on and it's sort of this experimental reverse interview thing, you can still call in and talk to us and Billy Wayne Davis, who
I'll
is
ask you questions
with us here. Yeah, we're going to continue with that here in a moment. But want to tell you about how to get Bitcoin. It was something you were asking me about off the air, Billy Wayne. Express Coin is probably the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency of choice. Maybe you want to get some of those altcoins. They've got Litecoin and Dogecoin as well. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just go to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Again, that's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. They make it easy. And if you're, let's say you're new to Bitcoin, you're not so sure about, you know, getting this Bitcoin stuff, you can pay no fee on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency by using coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. So that's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, ExpressCoin.com. You'll get up to $40 worth for no fee. But if you go over $40, the fee is very affordable. It's probably the best in the industry that I have seen. I think it's a 3% fee over at ExpressCoin.com. So, Billy Wayne, we were talking about, actually during the break, the sort of the libertarian movement. You'd asked me a question about, you know, why Keene? Why did we move to Keene? And sort of briefly explain the Free State Project, which is the idea of moving liberty-loving people here to New Hampshire. Keene was my choice because of Russell Canning and Lauren Canario, two of the earliest movers, people who right after the Free State Project chose, the members voted on which state to move to. There were 10 candidate states. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly.
Really?
And immediately after the vote, people started moving here. And so it was those earliest movers who came here and they started doing civil disobedience and street theater that I had never seen happen before in the libertarian movement, because I was involved with the Libertarian Party back in Florida. And when you're involved with the Libertarian Party, all that ever happens for the most part is, you know, every 4 years somebody runs for election and then loses miserably.
Yeah.
That's generally about it. Otherwise, they get together once a week or once a month and they bitch and moan about the government and really don't do much else.
Yeah.
So when I saw people doing civil disobedience and, you know, cool street theater that was fun and entertaining, I thought, wow, I've got to be where those people are. I want to bring my radio show up to this place where I can help propagate what these people are putting out there. Because there was already a guy who was up here kind of recording and putting out videos. This was before YouTube. This was back when it was Google Video, I think it was, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so somebody was already here with a video camera, but I had a camera, and I thought, you know, I want to record. I want to get another angle on this. I want to put this out there on my show. And so that, for me, was my motivation. I wanted to be on the ground and help get the word out about what I consider to be probably the most exciting aspect of the liberty movement at that time. And it, you know, it infected me, and then I became one of the civil disobedience and since been arrested 7-8 times, something like that.
Nice.
You were sort of against political action when we moved up, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I was pretty burned out on politics.
Yeah, and so, I mean, to you, outside the system activism or civil disobedience or whatever was a solution even before you moved.
Yeah, I would say so. But I've warmed up to the political system since having moved to New Hampshire and learning how accessible it is. There's over 400 state reps here in New Hampshire, which is the largest legislative body of all of the 50 states by far. So each state rep represents around 3,000 people here if you do the division.
Okay.
So you can actually know who these people are. They really are your neighbors in a lot of cases. And you can call them. The phone numbers, they'll give you phone numbers for them on the state website. Almost all the time you're calling them at their house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you've ever tried to contact somebody in California or Tennessee, you know, they don't want to hear what
they're
you have
to say. I know one of the most heartbreaking things that happened in my childhood, and well, it wasn't heartbreaking, it's just like, just one of those, like, kills your innocence, where we were at the state capitol on a field trip, and our governor, he said, "Where are y'all from?" And I said, "Crossville." And he said, "Oh, that's Putnam County, which is not our county." And I remember just our whole class was like, audibly went, "Oh."
He got it wrong.
Yeah, he got it wrong. And I was like, these guys don't know anything. And I remember being like sixth grade thinking that, like, ugh. That's all a sham.
That's why he joined the politicians, right? Because they can't do anything productive with their lives. So, yeah, I've warmed up to politics since having moved here, and I'll go to the state house and testify on the, you know, marijuana legalization and things like that, a variety of different issues. Because in New Hampshire, you can actually have an effect on the political system, unlike pretty much every other state.
Now, why is that? Why is New Hampshire so different than every other state? What makes it different?
Good question. It probably helps that the state reps get paid $100 a year.
Right. When you're looking at other states, you're talking 49 states and the federal government are of lawyer industrial complexes. You know, when you look at the amount of people that are legislators and you start separating them by the job they had before they stopped working, then you'll find that the vast majority, 90% plus of these people are lawyers. Well, not in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, because they get paid $100 a year, or it's actually $200 every 2 years because they don't bother writing them the second check. they get a gas stipend, but that's it, right? Like, so because they don't have these paychecks, the unsuccessful attorneys look elsewhere for their bread and butter. And what we have instead are, you know, ideologues and geriatrics that go up there and do it instead. So it's a different sort of folk. And what we've found is that New Hampshire, the system is hard to change. It's one of the reasons that New Hampshire has been rated the number one freest state by the Mercatus Center. Two out of the four times that they rated states, and consistently in the top five, and it's because it's difficult to change their system to get these 400 citizens in there. Mm-hmm. Now it's hard to undo the bad stuff that's been done.
So that's why New Hampshire is behind the ball on marijuana legalization or decriminalization. So all the surrounding states have decriminalized cannabis. Maine, yeah. Massachusetts, Vermont have all decriminalized. New Hampshire is way behind the ball on that. But that's again because it is hard to change. But it also means it's a lot harder to make government larger here. And so,
infiltrate it with, like, lobbyists and things like that.
Well, lobbyists exist here.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not as much power. Each one of those 400 reps, that's one out of 400, right? So they don't sway a whole lot of political...
Nobody's paying off a rep who, you know...
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
With 400 people, you're practically talking about a town vote, you know, as far as it goes. I mean, there's just so many reps that you're really trying to sway a much larger group than the vast... You know, it's the...
So there really is a consensus.
Yeah, there's
to
a
make
fourth,
something happen.
It's the fourth largest legislative body in the world, the third largest in the English-speaking world.
Well, there's also the Senate, which has 24, so it's a much smaller body there, and that's in a lot of cases, especially with pot, for instance, that's where the cannabis bills have been dying, is the Senate. Now, the decrim bill this year passed the House by 80%.
Oh, okay.
So that's like, it's almost a mandate at 80%. That's a super, super majority. So we've yet to see what the New Hampshire Senate, will do with that. Maybe this will be the year that they finally pass it. It seems to do a little better every year. And, of course, the idea here is let's move more liberty-loving people to New Hampshire so we can have even more of an influence on the political system here. Because right now, as I mentioned, that 1,700 is only about 10% of the total number of people who've signed up for the Free State Project. We've got over 16,000 people who've signed up for the Free State Project, but only 1,700 of them are actually here. So we haven't yet triggered that official move date. All the people, Mark, myself, everybody who you're meeting up here, we're all early movers. The official move hasn't even begun. So ponder that for a moment.
I am pondering that. Is everyone preparing?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. The move is going to happen. We're going to reach 20,000 signers.
I mean, the comedian me, it sounds a lot like a cult and being like, this is when the comet's coming.
Let's talk about that here in a moment. Because I've been accused of being a cult leader. 855-453.
What are the worst things to be accused
of? Toll-free number.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can dial in and join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. If you like, we've also got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And if you get online at all, you should be concerned about your privacy. If you've been paying attention to the news, you know about Edward Snowden and all of the NSA revelations that have come out that have basically revealed that, you know, you pretty much don't have privacy by default. But you can work at it. You can add privacy into your life. And one of the steps I recommend you take is to get ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to download their free app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android or Linux. You can, whatever your operating system you're on, you can probably use ProXPN. You can get it for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. Then get connected, and they will encrypt your internet connection, which means that people are trying to sniff out what you're doing online, maybe packet sniffing with Wi-Fi, or maybe your internet service provider just logging all the websites that you visit, which they probably do, and probably are keeping those logs for years. You can stop all of that from happening by getting connected with ProXPN. So again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Don't forget to use code FTL50, and you'll save 50% off the price of their annual account, which, by the way, locks in that price for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready for year number two, you'll still get the same great deal. ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL50. You'll get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. Free Talk Live back here. Ian and Mark in the studio. Billy Wayne Davis is with us here tonight, sort of reverse interviewing us for the purposes of a documentary that's actually being filmed in the background here. So let's see, Billy Wayne, where were we? We were talking about New Hampshire.
We were talking about the Free State Movement and you guys coming here to Keene and
that's
how
right.
the legislation works. I'm curious, and you keep saying you can make a change, you can do things here. What are your goals? What kind of change do you want?
So the goal of the Free State Project, each individual's got different goals, right? But the Free State Project's goal is to move encourage 20,000 people to move here and then do what they feel is best to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, meaning more specifically that the maximum role of government should be protect
maximum role of government would only protect life, liberty, and property. So you know, all these malum prohibitum laws and all these sorts of things out the window.
Right. So drastic downsizing of the sort of the current state of affairs that we have in government today to a much smaller government. But there are also people within the liberty movement here who don't believe in the idea of government, right? So if the maximum role of government is those things, then the minimum role could be zero. And so within the Free State Project, there's a range. You know, there's people who are kind of the small government folks, and there are the people who are the no state folks.
I'm one of the no state folks. So they're completely anti-government?
Well, I'm pro self-government, right? I think that you should be able to take care of your own business. You should be self-governing. You shouldn't go around and, litter
on
people's
property.
Would
you call yourself an anarchist?
No, not at all. Because the term anarchist, I think, has a connotation of, like, bomb throwing and destruction of property.
Yeah, definitely.
And I believe in property rights.
Okay.
So I'm a voluntarist. I'm somebody who believes that all human interaction should be on a consensual basis. That threatening people to try to get them to do what you want them to do is the wrong way to go about it. Like, the hallmark of a bad idea is when you have to threaten somebody with a cage or, you know, forced extraction of their wealth in order to get them to pay for it. If it's a good idea, and like roads, for instance, I like roads. I like roads that are
pretty solid
cage.
Idea.
Yeah, roads are a good idea. So I'm happy to pay for roads. You don't have to threaten me to pay for the roads. But the government threatens you for everything. I mean, every single government program, there's a gun. There's a man with a gun standing behind it who's willing to put you in a cage. And to me, that's wrong.
Yeah, so I part ways with Ian in sort of just talking, using the term that he says, with the government. Because I think that humans need government. The problem that I would point out is that the government, as we have seen it for 9,000 years, this entity called the state, has demanded essentially monopoly privilege in a given landmass. So you don't have here in the United States, if you visit from Canada, you don't follow the Canadian rules, you follow the United States rules in the given landmass. Or if I'm from New Hampshire, we don't have to wear seatbelts. I can't go down to Florida and not wear a seatbelt.
Yeah.
But you kind of ask yourself why. I mean, you know, why is that? That's kind of weird that I move from one geographic area to another geographic area and all the rules change. So what I would propose instead, not to doing away from government, but to decoupling government from land masses. And I think that that's really sort of it's a distinction that's not talked about very often.
Like, do you mean like get rid of nationalism?
I'd like to do that personally.
Yeah, I think that nationalism is mostly used as a tool by politicians.
At this point, I think in the beginning it was more of like, this is what this is called.
I like flags and I like eagles as much as anybody, right? You know, like one small tear has snaked its way down my cheek, you know, more than one time when seeing, FAA teams fly over football games and those sorts of things. I'm not going to disclaim that. I'm only going to say that when you have flags that people who, you know, the politicians wrap themselves in them and that ultimately, you know, like if we look at the last 6 or 7 decades, you have to ask yourself all these sacrifices that were made for this flag by these brave young people what were they made for? And you kind of, you know, you look at Vietnam and it's like, well, what was the success story there? You look at Korea, what's the success story there?
Many Bell people, helicopters. So,
what's that?
Bell helicopters. Right. They were the most, that was the most successful part of the Vietnam
War. Well, yeah, the
war.
Industry does very, very well.
Yeah.
The war machine, if you will. And, well, now we're getting into more of a national level thing. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm no fan of the state. And I agree with Mark, the term government gets people confused. I don't like the idea of the state, which is this concept. It doesn't exist. It's just an idea that justifies violence against peaceful people.
Okay.
Whether it's the war on drugs or whatever it is you want to pick out, there's always violence behind all of these state programs. If I don't want to participate, some men with guns are going to come at some point, and they're going to threaten me, and if I don't go along with them, they might hurt me.
Okay.
Or worse.
Yeah, it seems to me that the fundamental thing you guys are fighting is, and to me, what creates the violence and telling people don't do that and put them in a cage is fear. It's all, everything is fear-based.
Sure.
Yeah, the state is a fear-based organization. It constantly has to have a boogeyman, and it has to have several boogeymen running around at any given time.
But I don't think the state necessarily has to have a boogeyman. I think people need a boogeyman to go, that's why I have this feeling inside, is that thing is causing it, instead of just realizing that we all have, like, weird emotions.
I think there's some truth to that. In fact, you could argue that the state exists because of people's fear, right? Because it's essentially,
in many cases, justifiable fears, right? Like, you need protection services. There's no doubt about it. But do we want a monopoly?
Preventing giant mean men from just taking little dudes and throwing them wherever they want.
That has happened in the past. Yes.
Yes, and still happens.
Right, it does, and now they work for the government.
Or they're recruited to work.
So there's people all around the United States and around the world, for that matter, who've come to similar conclusions, whether they want to end the state entirely or they just want to minimize it. There are people like us, and we want to send a signal out to those people to say, hey, we're over here in New Hampshire. Come join us.
Yeah.
Let's get the libertarian types or the, you know, libertarians or the voluntarists or whatever you want to call them. Get them together so we can concentrate ourselves. Because you
That's
mentioned
a think tank, kind of.
But more than that, an activist. Because think tank, they just sit around and think.
No, but.
But activists, like to actually do things to achieve more freedom in our lifetime, whether it's civil disobedience or whether it's working inside the system, running for political office, all of those things are happening here in New Hampshire. And we're having an impact here because the state is so small. So you move a fairly large amount of people to this one place, and you can have a much larger impact than the libertarians can anywhere else. I mean, imagine this for a moment. Libertarians are actually winning elections in New Hampshire. Now, they're winning as Republicans and Democrats, but these are principled, liberty-loving people.
So they have to register that way, right?
Yeah, you can't actually register as a libertarian in New Hampshire.
Or an independent, can you?
That's correct. You can register as undeclared Democrat or Republican.
I want, when we come, I guess I hear the
yep.
If people are against you guys, what you guys are doing are creating an activist incubator more than anything, right?
There's that too, yeah.
Which is very interesting.
Well, there are people who are against us, for sure. We can talk about
I want to talk about that one, yeah.
On the way here, 855-450-FREE. More with Billy Wayne Davis. And your calls, if you want to make them, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Going back to my victim thing, you cost me a lot of misery and all total $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had like chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional.
personal tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? One of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale, whatever it is that you're buying. What was pointed out to us recently, though, Mark, and we had not – I don't know if we've ever made this clear. The Amazon links work based on cookies. And apparently, if you've ever been to someone else's Amazon link, someone else's affiliate link, so like, for instance, on our network, LRN.FM, there's a few other shows that do the same, you know, buy through Amazon thing. If you were to have gone to, let's say, one of those other shows, Amazon, first, that sets the cookie on your computer. So when you go through our Amazon link at that point, that will not reset the cookie. So if you've ever gone through someone else's Amazon link, you need to go and reset that or basically delete your cookies first. Then go through our link. That'll set the Free Talk Live cookie on your computer, and then what you buy, will a portion will go to us. So make sense, Mark?
I'm just thinking about cookies.
Okay, so you didn't process anything.
Yes,
that
you've got to clear your cookie.
You have to eat your cookies,
cookie basket thing.
And then you guys get money from the Amazon.
I'm liking that. Yes, that's it.
All right, so again. go to shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Billy Wayne, you're with us here to talk about freedom and your search for freedom and, you know, what have we found for freedom here in New Hampshire? What's this Free State Project all about? And I know there's other places you want to go. You've got questions for us. But we've actually got people on the line who want to talk, and it's talk radio, so we're going to do that. You're going to just join us here for this.
I would love this.
Let's talk first, too. We've got Ron. He's in North Carolina listening to Talk Radio 850 out of Raleigh. Hello, Ron.
Hello, you guys. Yeah, I just started listening to your show. You haven't been on this radio station long. I don't know, a couple months now.
And yeah, a few months.
It's a great show, man. I tell you, it's enlightening.
Thank
I've
you.
Been a you're doing a great job. I'm a lifelong libertarian, anyhow. I'm 55 years old. I'm from Connecticut originally. Moved down here to North Carolina about 20 years ago, and man, I really love the idea of what you guys are doing. I mean, things are just out of control in the freaking government. It just, you know, aggravates me to listen to the news and all that kind of stuff. I just wanted to bounce something off you, and I think there's a lot of people that feel the same way that I do that would, you know, love to move to New Hampshire. In my case, my mom lives up there now. She's up in her years, and she got a house in Stoddard that, you know, I'm in a will for it, you know, and you know, she hasn't got too much time left. And, you know, I keep pondering about, you know, do I want to go back to live up north? You know, the winters are kind of harsh compared to North Carolina. And, at the same time, you know, sell that house, move back up there, take part in this free movement, you know, this free state movement kind of thing. But it kind of worries me. I'm too old or too young to retire, too old to really start a new career. And I just, the economy up there, what is it like? I mean, it surely would be hard to find a decent job where you could, you know, make ends meet, wouldn't it be?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak to decent jobs, right? I don't know. You know, like I brought my job with me when we moved
right,
up 8 or 9
right.
years ago. But I can say that as far as having jobs, New Hampshire is among the best unemployment rates in
one of the lowest of the whole country.
One of the lowest in the whole country, and certainly the Northeast, we do quite well. Median income up here it tends to be quite high compared to most states.
Right, you don't have the income tax, you don't have a state sales tax either, so there's not as much of a tax burden in New Hampshire. There's not as much of regulations in New Hampshire. Licensing laws are not as common here as well. So there's just generally more.
Does that attract more businesses?
I think it does.
Kind of like how Hartford attracts all the credit card companies because of their lax laws.
Well, I mean, I know you guys aren't like the, you know, Chamber of Commerce per se, but at the same time, if you're trying to get people to move up there, myself included, you know, it may be good to, you know, kind of promote some kind of jobs that are available.
The Free State Project has that, right? So if you go to freestateproject.org, they have actual... There's
hunt around for their forum, and their forum has a jobs section.
There's more than that, though, Mark. There's a Facebook group where people post jobs that are available, and if you look on the Free State Project's website, you'll find resources about, you know, moving, housing, jobs. All of that stuff is there at freestateproject.org. We're not going to get on the air and say, oh, I want to let you know there's a job at Campus Convenience available here. In New Hampshire.
Well,
that's just not going to work for a national radio show.
I know. I understand. And just the fact that you mentioned those things that you just did, I've never heard that said on the air before. So that certainly is a good promotion thing for you. And how about, you know, as far as jobs within that free state movement itself, is there anything like that that makes sense?
Oh, yeah. We wish we made enough money to pay somebody to do something.
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody very few people involved with Free Talk Live actually get paid.
Except
I don't
you
even
guys.
Know if Billy Wayne's getting paid here tonight.
Yeah, we managed to scrape by. There's no doubt about
it.
Oh,
I'm not getting paid for
this? You're out of here.
I gotta go, guys.
So, Ron, that's what I'd recommend you do. Check out freestateproject.org. There's a lot of good resources that you can link to from there, and I think that'll help open up. And by the way, have you also seen the 101 Reasons movie yet?
No, I have not.
You should do that. 101reasonsfilm.com. It's an hour-long documentary that goes over. There's a text list of the 101 reasons that was created years ago about why people should move to New Hampshire who love freedom. And then, like last year, they've wrapped production on this awesome documentary. Very, very well produced. I'm not just saying that because I'm a co-producer. I had nothing to do with the awesome factor. That was all Bo Davis, who's the editor.
How can I
No, but it's free online, so you can just go to 101. Just go
better than Netflix.
Yeah, 101reasonsfilm.com. That'll link you right to the YouTube video of it. And I think it's a very persuasive documentary. And I thank you for the call tonight, Ron. And feel free to call back with any other questions. Thanks, we will. And, yeah, feel free to call back with any other questions you have about New Hampshire. And we've been getting a lot of them, actually, from you, Billy Wayne.
Tonight. Yes, and come, Ron, come see me at Charlie Goodnight's when I'm in Raleigh.
Okay. So you played there before.
Yes, I like Raleigh. My girlfriend's from Durham, so.
So let's go on with James. He's in Kalamazoo. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, gentlemen. First off, I think it's funny that the gentleman from Arizona last night that shares my name felt the need to attack me for some reason.
Really? I don't even remember.
Yeah, it's a Free Talk Live flame war. What do you want?
Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is how the state of Michigan will not give me permission to drive due to a really ridiculous law that has since been repealed. Essentially, what they were doing was that they were double dipping. They called it the driver responsibility fee. And essentially what it did is if you got caught for certain violations or got a certain number of points on your license, you'd have to go to court, pay the fine, and then turn around and pay the Department of Treasury some outrageous amount, money in order to keep the license. So you have essentially the,
it's a fine on top of a fine is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty common all across the United States, actually.
Yeah, Washington State, if you get in trouble, and I did, for DUI, you get your, there's a, the criminal part, and then there's the license part. It's totally different. Even if you're not convicted and acquitted like I was, my license was still suspended just for being arrested for it.
Well, yeah, and, of course it's a ridiculous fine. It was like $1,000 for 2 years. And so, of course, I kept driving because it's like I can't afford. First off, I don't think that the state or that I should be forced to get a document with my picture on it to have permission to drive my vehicle. I don't think that that's right. But, furthermore, people just wanted to go to work and make whatever living they could, and, they had a vehicle and couldn't afford these fines, and so, of course, they'd get popped again for something like, out tail light or license plate light in my case, So I just wanted to point out just how ridiculous it was. It ended up getting repealed because they were spending more money trying to enforce it than they were actually bringing into the Treasury.
So, yeah, thanks for sharing that. The a lot of these states, especially here in New Hampshire, is one of the problems with New Hampshire. They take driving offenses real seriously here. When I was in jail for civil disobedience, and James, thank you for the call. When I was in jail for 58 days for civil disobedience.
Was that the official charge?
No. Okay. It was, was it?
You were sitting on the hood of
government administration.
You sat down on the hood of a cop car.
Yeah, and then resisting arrest on top of that. But I was only convicted of the first charge, not the second. Anyway, when I was in there was a guy who was there for a year for driving while license suspended. And he wasn't driving drunk. He was just there because he was driving to work. And years ago, there was some fine that he didn't pay. And so his license got suspended in New Hampshire. Then he moved back to New Hampshire and started working again. He had never cleared that up. And so right into jail he went for an entire year.
How for a year? I mean, that happened to me in Idaho.
Well, he was a multiple-term offender. There's a certain term for that. It's
habitual.
Habitual, thank you, right now. So once they apply that habitual label to you, you're done for the next time you get popped. He never hurt anybody. He didn't put anybody in danger. He just hadn't paid the state. So he spent a year in jail, and he's got kids. 855.
Which cost him.
Hold that thought. Okay. 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Yeah.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.